Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, offensive line blocking their tail off, and running backs running the ball. Derrick Henry, Keaton Mitchell, those guys running the ball hard. I believe no defense want to hit people in the cold. You know, that's probably caused body aches or something. So I believe they got worn down a little bit.
The Baltimore Ravens had four carries of over 20 yards yesterday, three of them by Derrick Henry. I think they were all in the second half, and Keaton Mitchell's in the second half as well. But Henry had 11 carries for 100 yards. He averaged 9 yards a carry. Yeah. This is after having a nice second half where he's starting to move people a little bit against Pittsburgh. How are we feeling about Derrick Henry now? As you heard Lamar say, nobody likes hitting people in the cold. It's going to be cold.
I mean, look, it's another one where I think we all thought it might be a high-volume day for him, and we thought it might be a situation where he touches the ball 25, 30 times. That was not the case. But for what it was, you couldn't have asked for anything more. The second half, he runs 5 times for 83 yards. Keaton Mitchell runs 4 times for 41 yards. So, I mean, that's 9 rushes for 124 yards.
That'll play.
That's going to work.
Yeah.
And yes, they didn't want really any part of it, and it was clear they didn't really want any part of it. And I kind of don't blame them for not wanting any part of it because, well, their quarterback didn't want any part of it. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's an ideal script when you're able to play with a first half lead despite having the bad first quarter in extreme cold and then unleash this guy to start the second half and then also get to sort of hold him back in the fourth quarter because now you don't need him anymore because it's 24-0 and the other team kind of stopped playing.
It was just so weird. 15 snaps is all Derrick Henry had, but made the most of it. And you mentioned the three carries of over 20 yards. All three of those carries were in the span of 4 carries.
Yeah.
29, 24, 3, and 22. They were just really wearing down, and that was his 6th 100-yard game of the season. And we've chronicled Derrick Henry's season, how this isn't the magic carpet ride that it was last year, not even close. But I think it's worth mentioning, for a 31-year-old running back, he's still been real good, guys. He's 5th in the league in rushing at 31 years old. And he's got, what,
got 1,100 yards with 3 games to play.
Yeah, you're talking about a player that more than likely is going to finish with over 1,300 rushing yards at age 31.
Which we all said, hey, he's not going for 2,000 again, but 1,300, 1,350, everybody would take that.
Sign up for that. Yes, it's been more. And 4.8 yards per carry, and we've talked a lot how it's been boom or bust, where you get those 3 chunk runs, and it makes it look really, really good, but then a lot for not much. But all in all, you have to be happy with this season.
So let's try to spin this forward a little bit. Obviously, it's not apples to apples, or as Ray Lewis likes to say, you can't make oranges be peaches. No. But James Cook just rushed for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns against New England in New England. Can Derrick Henry find joy against the Patriots at home Sunday night?
Well, look, these are all going to be probably pretty bitterly cold games.
Uh-huh.
We know that Pittsburgh's defense isn't great against the run. Green Bay is good against the run, but they traded one of their best run stuffers, Kenny Clark, to get Micah Parsons, who's now out for the year.
And they got a couple other injuries on that defense as well.
Yeah. So that could be a situation where they're playing a fair amount of zone and you're able to get some stuff going. And then, yes, I mean, could you get heavy against New England's offense? I would think, I mean, defense, I would think you'd want to try. This should be his time of year, and he's been asked to do less this year than
he fresh.
Had to. You've been able to, I mean, whether it's by design or game flow or all the above, they haven't had to ride him as hard as they did last year. And we still haven't really seen in a long time Lamar look like Lamar as a run threat. But he looked better in short doses in this game, so perhaps there's more of that that will come that could help Henry. I also think now having Ali and Keaton Mitchell show that if you use them the right way, they can be effective too. Mm. That's a boon for Derrick Henry. So could this be the best month of his season? I don't think it's out of the question.
No, I don't think so either. And you just had almost 100 yards against the Steelers. It wasn't the cleanest in terms of the yards per carry, but you're going to play them again in week 18. But I know we're going to preview the Patriots game throughout the week, but something that I'm already looking at that's really interesting to me is this Patriots defense is the worst red zone defense in football, and we know how terrible the Ravens red zone offense is.
It's the opposite of the immovable object, the irresistible force.
Something's got to get in. Yeah.
Now, the Patriots don't allow teams to get in the red zone all that much, but when they do, they allow touchdowns on 75% of the trips.
Yeah, I mean, they aren't going to overwhelm you with individual blue-chip talent. It's kind of your typical Mike Vrabel, try-hard, lunch-pailed bunch who buy into the schematics, and everybody's in position, and a different guy steps up here and there. But outside of Gonzalez, there's not a lot of guys that you're going to say, oh, I'm building a defense around him, I'm building a defense around him. And this is different terrain for them now as sort of the hunted. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. We'll look more towards it as the week goes on. But this should be Derrick Henry season, and I think it will be Derrick Henry season.
Is it amazing, or amazing is the wrong word, but it's likely that they're going to finish the season with three primetime games? Like,
crazy.
Like because the Patriots got flexed to Sunday night, the Packers they put Saturday night, and that Ravens-Steelers game, because of the script, obviously, it's likely going to be the Sunday night game, week 18.
Well, and then even the postseason, are they going to put Lamar in the noon window?
No,
I mean, probably not.
That's where the Texans go.
Yeah, so Saturday, 4:30.
That's the Texas Invitational.
Or the Sunday, whatever, 12 or 1 p.m. or whatever. I mean, it's they're probably primetime viewing from here on out.
How much, and obviously teams watch film, Lamar looks a little more spry. When you're playing run defense, do they now have to pay more attention to Lamar and some read option stuff than maybe teams were in weeks past?
Well, I think you do, and I think you give them that to think about early, and you put that in the 15-game script. And remember, we've been through this stretch where it's people who are familiar with Lamar. Now we're getting New England. They see, and that team's completely changed since the last time you saw him. Green Bay, they don't see him, and there ain't a whole lot of that going on in their division, right? So they don't see it with regularity. And then obviously Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think this would be a great time to unlock some of that if it's ready to be unlocked. And again, small sample size, but it looked pretty ready to be unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
had this game gone the way we thought it might go, which is a close and late shootout.
And that's why I really wonder what Lamar's day would have looked like if they actually had a normal amount of plays. Like, would the efficiency still have carried over? How much more rush attempts would he have had? Because going back to that 2-minute drill, that was crucial. He had, what, a 12-yard, 13-yard run on a second down play that was big on that drive.
Yeah, we saw a little bit more against Pittsburgh last week, and now a little bit more this week against Cincinnati. I feel like this is, and again,
you could sense maybe it's building.
Yes, and just a reminder, it means nothing. Lamar's never lost a game this late in the season. He's undefeated
in the regular season.
In the regular season, 15 through 18, he's never lost a football game. The only times they've lost late in the season, he's been hurt.
16-0. And what was interesting,
that's crazy.
Joe Burrow prior to yesterday was 10-0.
Yeah,
in games that late.
Joe Burrow looked thrilled throughout the game and then after walking off the field.
Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengal?
By the way, Zach Taylor just announced he's starting the rest of the year, Joe Burrow. So
yeah, well. Yeah.
Is Joe aware of that?
I mean.
I saw a beat guy from
that. I mean, after that, I'd make him.
Yeah.
I saw a beat guy said they saw Joe Burrow with a limp around the facility today. So for what that's worth.
It'd be just a gangster walk.
Maybe.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with T-I-M. What you got?
It's the rare TMI that morphs into I've got something to say.
And you telegraphed it. You called
Angry Bone.
How the Bengals handled that drive immediately following the pick six was disgusting. And if I was a Cincinnati fan, or if we were doing Cincinnati radio, oh man, I really would have had a field day. But I'll tell you why next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with T-I-M, and the floor is yours.
Bone it up.
Yesterday was a funky, weird game in so many ways. And the fourth quarter drive, it started at the end of the third quarter, but fourth quarter drive that Cincinnati had the first one, 16 plays, 80 yards, 7 minutes, 44 seconds. Now, was the game probably over, given the ineptitude that was the Bengals' offense? Yes, but it was a 3-score game, 17-0. Joe Burrow intercepted by Kyle Van Noy, hands it off to Alohi Gilman, takes it to the house. 24-0. So it goes from a three-score game to a three-score game. And the ensuing drive by the Bengals just really perturbed me. And Ben Hall, could I get the misfits?
Nice.
Wow.
I think what transpired following that was a fireable offense.
I agree.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. It was pitiful.
Yeah.
And maybe watching it from a Baltimore lens, a Ravens fans around here lens, it's different. And I'm not one for home fans to boo teams. I mean, heck, do what you want. You bought the tickets. Within reason,
yes.
Of course. Within reason.
Yeah, so it sounds like you are.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
that's, you are for it.
Yeah,
you just did a total flip flop. Yeah. I got something to say.
Well, no, point. What I'm saying is, me personally,
you won't
I'm not
do
a
it.
Booer.
You're not a booer, not a but you're guy. Not going to get mad at somebody for booing.
Yes, correct.
You're not going to
correct
harsh their
that,
boo.
That yes. being said, yes. if I was a fan of the Bengals, I would have been booing.
You'd have
what
been
transpired
booing.
Following that because that was some chicken bleep football.
That was bad
across the board. So the Bengals get the ball with 7:38 remaining in the game. That's not exactly a run out the clock scenario.
No.
This isn't a minute 20.
It
where
was for Zach
like,
Taylor.
Screw yeah. it. Let's
and
just,
Joe Burrow.
Let's just kneel it out, whatever. They proceeded to turn the ball over on a drive that went 11 plays, 43 yards, took up 5 minutes, 36 seconds.
Yeah.
The first 4 plays of the drive were runs. For 2 minutes, 45 seconds. 8 of the 11 plays were runs. The NFL's existed for over 100 years. Clearly, I haven't seen all of the games in that existence. But in my timeline of watching football, yeah. I can't recall a team waving the white flag given these type of
pretty
circumstances.
Remind the people, Bone, they went from a three-score game to a...
To a three-score
wow,
game.
Yeah.
You have half...
8 times 3.
Yeah. You have half of a quarter to work with. Yeah. We've seen some crazy bleep
yes,
happen
yes.
over the NFL's time. And not to mention, you're being shut out at home.
Half of a quarter is a quarter of a half.
Yes, sure.
Oh, yeah. I just had that epiphany.
You're being shut out.
I want to read that in a fortune cookie one day.
Yeah.
You're being shut out at home to a division rival, and you're content with being shut out at home to a division rival after getting pushed around the entire game. And if this is Zach Taylor's like
swan song,
why is Joe Burrow in the game? Like, why didn't you pull him from the game? If you're waving the white flag.
Did they throw a pass on that last
yes, play? That's what I said. 11 plays. 8 were rushes,
yeah.
3 were pass attempts, and 1 was on a 4th down.
That was bad.
That was such a slap in the face to the fans that showed up in 7-degree weather and had to shovel their snow out of their seats. Like
I actually wasn't as pissed off by that as I was stuff earlier in the game.
No, dude, that was egregious.
Just quitting.
At that point, it is 24-0.
Dude,
what about the end of the first half when Burrow, instead
minutes.
Of chuck a ball downfield and try to get a flag or try to make a play to Jamar Chase, literally throws it out of bounds without even looking where he's threw it with such a cavalier. He threw it like with an air of disgust. Like,
it is,
this whole affair is beneath me. I shall discard of this ball to the sidelines.
It is so hard to get shut out in the NFL now. Heck, even go back to the beginning of Joe Burrow. Remember when Zach Taylor kicked a field goal and Wink Martindale lost his you-know-what on the sidelines so they could avoid being shut out and there was a minute 10 to go? Like, dude, have some freaking pride. Like, to do that.
Oh, I think
go
the pride
out,
was
like,
long gone in this one.
Zach Taylor, I would have fired him on the spot. And Burrow, like, that was embarrassing to me. Like, that was embarrassing.
There's another part to this, and that is, like, everything I hear, and we heard some of it walking to the locker room after the Bengals won Thanksgiving night. Like, the Bengals hate the Ravens.
Yes!
Joe Burrow hates the Ravens.
Yes! Like, they were mixing it up the entire game.
Like, my understanding was, if they were, and what was their record coming into yesterday?
4-9.
If they were 2-11, he still was going to play because he wanted to end the Ravens season.
Yes!
So to come out with that effort, it is shocking and embarrassing. Like, when they beat the Ravens Thanksgiving night, the joy and glee for these guys because of who they beat.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later to see this,
it was disgusting.
It's shameful.
It was disgusting.
It was totally shameful. And if we were doing a show in Cincinnati, like, I would have done an hour on that. Like, it's embarrassing what they did. Given the circumstances, division rival, and you're being shut out. Like, dude, just try to score at the end. Even if they don't have a chance and the Ravens are playing prevent and they're giving you yards at the end. Like, just get on the board. The
quarterback did not want to be there. There was, I mean, everything. I just kept writing in my notes. Disinterested. Yeah. Doesn't want to be here. No passion. No soul. Ran, threw the ball away in disgust. Ran out of bounds without taking an extra 5 yards or trying to push the ball downfield. Like, it was...
I mean, heck, the one fourth down attempt where he's throwing it 40 yards downfield to Gesicki in double coverage when it was, what, fourth and four, and five?
Well, and he had, like, Chase wide open there. And then there's other times where Chase is open downfield and he's not even pretending to want to throw it there. Like,
I don't think he cares, but film study is going to be fun in that building.
Dude. It looks like that, and now they're officially eliminated, and they have 3 games to go? What's it going to look like the rest of the way?
That is, everything about that to me was so un-Burrow, like what we've come to sort of expect from him. I don't know, man. That's going to be a hard one to live down.
You're talking about the competitor that Joe Burrow is, and he's given that crazy response of why he's going to play, even though they have minuscule chance of making the playoffs, and that's your compete level?
Can I just – it's something that just tickled me. So I just wanted to see who their last 3 games are against. So they're at Miami next week.
Yeah.
They play the Browns at home the final weekend. The game in between, they host the Cardinals. And the reason I bring that up, are you paying attention to what Trey McBride is doing in Arizona?
I'm paying attention to what Jacoby Brissett's doing.
He's doing it with Jacoby Brissett. He wasn't doing this with Kyler Murray. No. It didn't manifest yesterday.
He went a full season without catching a touchdown from Kyler Murray, and he caught 120 balls or something like that.
That's crazy. So he is the best tight end in football, stats-wise. He's going to go into Cincinnati, which gets destroyed by tight ends. He might catch 15 balls. He caught 12 yesterday. Against the best, arguably the best defense in football, Houston.
Yes.
What is Trey McBride going to do to this defense in a worthless Week 17 game?
For the last 3 or 4 weeks, Beltway Ben knows this, I've been on basically penciling in Jacoby Brissett at least 34 attempts, at least 250 yards, at least 2 passing touchdowns. I got off it this week because it was against Houston.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
I won't be off it again.
Yeah,
against Atlanta this week, as soon as those things populate, late tonight, early tomorrow morning, I will. If you want to take 36 attempts, I'm not mad at you, and it's probably going to be 40, but 34, 250, and 2.
I'm not exaggerating. Like, and Houston's arguably the best defense in football. Trey McBride yesterday had 12 catches for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Well, and they're without their pass catching running back, and they're without
Harrison,
their number one wide receiver. Yeah. So the ball's going to Wilson, and it's going to the tight end, McBride, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's why I got off it. Shame on me.
If you have Trey McBride in fantasy football, you're hoping you get to the Super Bowl, Bone, because that's the Super Bowl week.
You got the opportunity for him to put up Kyle Pitts numbers.
Yeah, that was something. Ah, man, Tampa. Ugh. That whole division.
Sharkey had him.
He
played him because he hasn't changed his lineup since like week 4, and he's in the playoffs, and he won going away.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Hooked up Sharkey. Hey, coming up next, League at Large, and man, we'll take a look in on the Chiefs, who have officially been eliminated, and their quarterback's hurt. The Broncos, big win against Green Bay, and the Bills come back to beat the Patriots. It's League at Large next here on the...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fan.
And Pacheco remains the back, and Minshew to the air, and deep, and intercepted! It's picked off! Derwin James gets it!
Yeah, I think just what you said, he'll attack it, just like he does everything else. There have been some pretty good quarterbacks that have had the same injuries, and they've done pretty well after they came back, so he'll get after it, and he's got good people here to rehab him, and again, he'll be right on top of all that.
So you heard Kevin Harlan with the call, and yes, Gardner Minshew threw the pass that was intercepted by Derwin James. They were in field goal range with a chance to tie that game, but they were going for the win, and he throws the pick, and then Andy Reid mentions the reason Gardner Minshew's in the game is because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. He's waiting to find...
And Mahomes threw a pick himself
in that
game as
A bad pick. Yeah. The Chiefs aren't good, and they only scored 13 points in this football game. They had the lead early, but they let the Chargers hang around, and Chargers eventually took the lead and won 16-13, but that's all overshadowed by the fact that, A, the Chiefs will not be in the playoffs for the first time in forever, and B, Patrick Mahomes is going to be out a while.
Well, I think this begs some questions about the Chiefs, and every year in this league, there's a surprise. There's somebody who gets hired who nobody thought's getting hired. There's somebody who decides to retire or quit or take a hiatus that we didn't see coming. You know, last year you could say, well, it wasn't so much in the NFL. And that's true, but Bill Belichick went to freaking Chapel Hill. So, like, I'll count that.
Chapel Bill.
There is a part of me that does now wonder if Andy Reid sits down with his wife, sits down with his doctors, and they say, you know what? Big Red, when you left Jeffrey's office in Philadelphia for the last time and you walked out of that stadium for the last time, if we told you this is how the next 12 years or whatever of your career is going to go, and you're going to now not be remembered as the guy who lost all those NFC championship games, but the guy who won all those Lombardi trophies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have taken it? And all the sacrifices you've made and all the tragedies, and I don't use that word lightly, that you and your family have endured with your kids. Is this not the football god saying, hey, you know how you thought all those years Dave Tobe should have got a job somewhere else or Spag should have got a second chance? Is this now not the time to do it? Because that roster needs a lot of work. And, like, Mahomes coming back. This isn't Brady tearing it midseason or somebody getting hurt week one.
Brady was week one.
Week one, not Pollard.
I don't know who I'm thinking of midseason. But like, he's not gonna come back till the second half of next year, and he's not gonna be right.
Wentz probably won't be right
until the second half of 2027.
Wentz was late, and did Foles end up taking him to the Super Bowl? Remember, yes. Wentz was gonna win the MVP.
Wentz is the one I'm thinking of. That was like week 12, week 13. I just wonder if he doesn't say something to Clark Hunt at some point before the combine, like, look, I'll be around here. I'll stay in a consulting capacity or something, but we're a little ways away, and let's give somebody else a shot. I wouldn't think it would be Nagy, but like
give it to Spags.
I wonder if this is going to be the time where he says this was as good as it was going to get.
Well, and to add to that, Jason, Mahomes is not going to be Mahomes when he comes back.
Well, he's not going to be ready for the start of the season either.
Totally. When he comes back in 2026. But you said it, the roster's not very good. No. And to add to that, right now, they're $44 million over the cap.
And Kelsey's probably retiring.
Jones is gone. Kelsey's gone.
They're going to have to do a lot of gymnastics.
They need to draft more offensive linemen. None of the receivers are back except for Rice, and I don't really quite know exactly what he is post-injury and suspension. He'll probably be fine. They need a number one deep receiver. Like, Rice does a lot of things there. They need to take the top off guy. They need a tight end. They need multiple offensive linemen. They need multiple D tackles. Mm-hmm. They need multiple edge.
I'll say this, though, Jason. They're stuck with Chris Jones. He's got $35 million fully guaranteed next year. He's not walking away from that.
Maybe they have to buy him out. I don't know. But he's not. He's a rotational squad guy at this point in time.
Totally, but he's not turning down that money.
He's Calais Campbell now.
Yeah.
What 30 snaps can we get out of him? 20 snaps can we get out of him? How do we maximize that return? We can't build our D-line around him. Knowing him a little bit, and he's put this off for so long. I don't know how this wouldn't be. And it's not like, oh, he'd be quitting on them. I mean, the guys had two Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't begrudge him.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would say quitting.
Let's stay in the 4 o'clock window. A wild game in Denver where the Broncos come back to beat the Packers. And here's the game sealing sack.
Packers have got to have it. Not going to get a pass away. The Orange Rush, able to take him down.
Of course, obviously, a good win against a good opponent. You know, we knew, well, I guess I wouldn't say we knew. It's hard to predict how that game's going to unfold. I thought our crowd was outstanding. You know, we got penalties because of it. The atmosphere was fantastic. I thought our defense in the second half rebooted. You know, it's a good offense we were playing. I felt we were the better offense tonight. I felt we were the better offense. No sacks. I thought Bo had one of his better games. Yeah. I thought we blocked him well. Just so much to digest with the wins.
Bo Nix, 302 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He was great yesterday.
He outplayed Jordan Love. Look, one of the reasons I've been so bullish on Denver, and I say it all the time, people like coming out of the AFC, they generate a ton of pressure without selling out to do it, and you don't touch their quarterback. They have the best sack differential in the NFL, and it's not close. It's a historically significant sack differential. And the sacks don't all come from one or two guys where it's like, well, if that guy gets hurt, what happens? It comes from all over. But look, this game changed when Micah Parsons got hurt.
Yes,
I mean, that sucked the life out of the Packers. Like this, that was a kick in the cojones.
Yeah, Parsons torn ACL. You had Mahomes torn ACL, and it looks like Devontae Adams had a severe hamstring injury. Some major injuries yesterday from big name players.
Yeah, these were two Super Bowl contenders trading blows, and then the Parsons thing happened, and I just think it really shook Green Bay. And look, Denver has, we can quibble about who they played, this, that, the other. They've won a lot of football games, and Sean Payton's been there a while now, and they're a dominant fourth quarter team, and the quarterback gets better as the game goes on, and they're going to have a real home field advantage here, it looks like.
Bo Nix deserves a ton of credit, for sure, but That defense slammed the door shut in the fourth quarter. Holding the Packers in the red zone on that first drive in the fourth quarter, then interception, turnover on downs, and then it was kind of interesting that Sean Payton opted to go for it on that, and they didn't get it, and then boom, four and out. Like, that defense slammed the door shut.
Let's go and finish off with the 1 o'clock window. The Bills were down 21-0, came back to beat the Patriots 35-31. Mike Vrabel talks about the officiating after the game.
It is a difficult job. Mm-hmm. They do have a difficult job. The consistency, sometimes I struggle with it. Whether you know, I'll say this. The Bills lead the NFL in offensive holdings. And I'll leave it at that.
All right.
And that would be hard for me to understand how the team that is coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday.
All right.
So that's hard for me to understand.
So that was this morning. You blew a 21-0 lead at home.
Yeah.
Now, don't give me
officiating. Sounds a little bit like excuse making.
Yes. Are the Bills going to win this division now? Or are the Patriots still, you look... After the Bills win, the Bills are 10-4. The Patriots are 11-3. It's interesting now.
It's interesting. I didn't think the Bills were going to get swept. I thought you'd see the best of them. And second half, Josh Allen was pretty much an unstoppable force. Drake May in the first half was arguably the best football player on the field. And that thing swung. And once the Bills started turning that tide... Again, it's that whole experience thing. It matters. You could almost feel New England cratering. And then now it's like Drake May's like, well, I got to score 6 points in 30 seconds. Like, I got to outdo Josh. And and then it's three and out, and then they score again, and now it's like I'm trying to hit the six-run home run. And that's not really what they are. Henderson gave them some real jolts, some unbelievable explosives.
Yes.
And May ran the ball for like 45 yards in the first half. And that's really what was going on. And the Bills, we know, they don't stop the run very well. And if you get it going on them, it could be a problem. And they got away from that, and they got a little antsy. And it's going to happen. This is all new terrain for Drake May. Sweeping the Bills was going to be a tough call. This could be the door. This could be the year for the Bills. I don't know. I still think they have too many flaws, but this could be the year for the Bills.
What's interesting to the Patriots in terms of just the AFC East, the Ravens game's irrelevant for them. So they could lose Sunday. If they win their remaining games against the Dolphins and Jets, they win the division.
Yeah.
Because right now the Bills have two losses in the division. The Patriots only have one. So in terms of the East, this Ravens game really doesn't mean anything.
I think for the psyche, though,
you don't want the back-to-back
losses. You beat?
Totally. I'm just saying in terms of the division. But yes, you're 100% right, because they lose Sunday night. Then,
and
yeah,
I think Vrabel can sense that, and you can hear some of that
totally.
That clip that Beltway Ben isolated.
Yes.
Like,
bitching about
that didn't sound like Big Bad Vrabel.
No. Coming up next, Big Bad Terps. At least they were in the first half against Michigan, and then some stuff happened, and Michigan became Michigan again in the second half. We'll recap an interesting game in College Park Saturday night next here on The Fan.
Point outside the three-point line. Hesitates. Goes past the big guy. Here's the fadeaway on the left side. Got another one! Three consecutive triples for Diggy Coit. Oh, my goodness!
That's what he has to do.
Diggy Coit was 8 for 12 from three, scored 31 points. Maryland was up 5 at the half, but Farrell Payne got hurt. Solomon Washington got ejected. They end up losing 101-83, but after the game, head coach Buzz Williams said the guys played hard.
Thanks for your kind words. I tend to agree. I will never justify losing, so I'm saying all of this without being Pollyanna. I think our staff and our players have done a fabulous job since Monday. The processes that we continue to create, our guys have received the adjustments that we're trying to figure out relative to all of the things that you would think from a coaching standpoint. I thought we played with great intangibles. I thought we tried to play to the plan from an execution standpoint better than we have all season long. I thought we were all collectively much more on the same page, offensively, defensively, special teams, in the huddles. Momentum from lessons learned, momentum from the process, I understand this is a results-oriented business. I understand the level of success from this program, coaches, players, the support. We're grateful for all of it. But over the last 6 days, we have made progress in ways that may show up and in the scoreboard, and we need to continue on that track.
So Buzz obviously doesn't want to credit a loss, but quite frankly, after Payne got hurt and Washington got ejected, it wasn't fair in the second half. They don't have much size to start with. They were toying with him inside. Oh, and they couldn't miss a three. But it was incredible to see the fight, to see them have that lead at halftime, to see them have that lead, I think, at the first time out of the second half, but then it got away.
Part of me doesn't want to say what I'm going to say, but I think you'll understand. Okay. Outside of one moment, that was the most fun I've had watching this basketball team play in a long time. Like, you could tell it was us against the world. And I'm getting texts from Rocco. The kids were super into it. The place was fired up. They had Michigan on their heels. They're beating Michigan in some ways at their own game. You could see it in all their eyes that, like, they thought they could be on the cusp of something really special here. And then the balloon burst when Payne left the game. And that coupled with the second,
that was an
for an older team, they're naive, man. Yeah. Like, they're a little naive. And then the second tech, and then that was the knockout blow, and then the whole thing crumbled, and Michigan ended up winning almost by 20 anyway. I thought the kids fought their asses off. I really enjoyed the way they played together. Connected, like it looked to me for the first time like they all understood their roles, and they knew that if you do this and he does that and I do that, we can hang with people that they don't think we can hang with. And then the final 10 minutes, the bottom dropped. I still don't think that takes away from the effort and the fight and the heart that they showed. I mean, I think he found his starting five, and now we just don't know about when we're going to see the best one of that starting five again. But it looked like something they could really build off of, except, well, now we don't know about Payne.
Yeah, I think we were all very concerned about what this game could look like, especially going back a couple weeks ago when it was the Players Era Festival and Terps lost by 40 to Gonzaga, and then Michigan beat Gonzaga by 40. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, you're going to see Michigan in a couple of weeks. But that building for big games like that, the atmosphere, it's one of the best in the nation. And this is a different look for the team this year in terms of not having any local guys, but they still rally behind him. And Diggy Coit hitting those, starting 3-for-3 from three to start the game and hitting some step backs. And it was a lot of fun. And it was still a game even after Payne left. It was a 3-point game with 10 minutes to go. No one could have seen it being a 3-point game with 10 minutes to go. And then it got away from them, like you were saying, Ken, and Washington ends up getting ejected with the second tech. And they just don't have the guys beyond those two.
They're shorthanded even when they're fully healthy. And exactly. And the Payne part of it, it feels like he dodged a bullet a few weeks ago in Marquette. Totally. He did not look good. He was on crutches at the end of the game, stayed on the bench, but walking on crutches. I don't feel good about that one. Obviously, look at Washington back, but Payne's their best player, and it's not even close. If they don't have him, it's a shorthanded roster, gets that much more short as they move forward.
But I mean,
forward.
Watching him battle against that 7'3 kid, Mara, like, there was just so much that you watch, like, even the interplay, like, I thought getting Adams on the bench brought out the best in Adams, and he got him in. Like, it wasn't like he waited forever to get that kid back in there, but when he got back in there, outside of 1-3 that I'm like, why is he shooting that in real time? I think he understood the assignment, and he got better as the game went along. And there are times when he's on the court with Coit, and it looked like, okay, there's some interconnectivity there. Like, it looked like a team.
Yeah, it did. And the guards, Diggy Coit and Miles Rice, with the bounce back, because they both were turning the ball over a ton, and Rice hit some big shots too.
By the way, shout out to sales guy Max, who told me last week he thought they could match up with Michigan and it wouldn't be a blowout. And if they were healthy,
they still end up losing by 18.
I know, but if the two guys don't get hurt, they probably hang in that game the whole thing. They're up five at the half.
Yeah.
They're up 30 on everybody at halftime. Maryland was up five at the half.
No, Michigan is an absolute wagon. Yeah. I mean, Michigan is a wagon.
It was only the second time this year, I believe, they've trailed after the first half. Which, that's crazy.
Dude, they scored 50 points on Michigan in the first half. That's crazy.
Maryland is off until Saturday when they go to Virginia to take on the 23rd-ranked Cavaliers. That game you can hear it Saturday evening. It's a 6 o'clock tip, which means 5 o'clock pregame right here on 105.7. The Fan. Ravens, back to them. They beat Cincinnati 24 yesterday. Jonas Schaefer was there covering it for the Baltimore Banner. He was at Harv's Presser earlier today, and he joins us next.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.